AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Mexico proposes a plan for peace talks between Ukraine and Russia. AP's Mike Gracia has this.
Addressing the United Nations General Assembly Thursday, Mexican Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard proposed having India and the Vatican lead a UN-backed dialogue for peace between Russia and Ukraine. But the proposal was rebuffed by Ukraine even before Ebrard gave his remarks. In his remarks, Ireland's Taoiseach Michael Martin called out Russia for its invasion of Ukraine and campaign of destruction.
We have to name what we are seeing. These actions taken collectively show Russia behaving as a rogue state.
In Ukraine, voter referendums on becoming part of Russia begin today in four Russian-held regions. I'm Mike Gracia.
Every school in the Los Angeles Unified School District will have Narcan on hand. Superintendent Alberto Carvajal.
Over the past few weeks, our system has been deeply impacted by the injury to some students and the death of at least one student as a result of an unacceptable level of availability of narcotics, of opioids in our community.
At least seven teenagers in Los Angeles schools have overdosed on pills likely laced with fentanyl in recent weeks, including a 15-year-old girl who died on a high school campus. More than 60% of homes and businesses in Puerto Rico remain without power since Hurricane Fiona hit the island Sunday. Gas stations and other small businesses are closed, making it harder to find supplies and fuel for generators. Syrian officials say 73 people are known dead in the sinking of a migrant boat off the Syrian coast in the eastern Mediterranean. Officials say the death toll is likely to climb. Refugees have been leaving Lebanon by the thousands because of the economic collapse that's left three-fourths of the nation's people in poverty. This is AP News. A UN human rights team has found evidence of war crimes in Ukraine following Russia's invasion, including beatings and torture inside detention facilities, as well as evidence of executions in at least 16 towns and villages. Ukrainian officials say 436 bodies have been found at a burial site outside a liberated northeastern city, 30 showing signs of torture. Russia and its separatist supporters are holding annexation votes in areas of Ukraine under the control of the Russian military. Amanda Paul, a Russia analyst with the European Policy Center, says the people are being forced to vote.
Being, you know, made to vote, to be part of Russia, they're basically putting themselves in a position where they're going to live under an authoritarian regime.
The vote is certain to go Moscow's way, giving Russian President Vladimir Putin the pretext to claim attempts by Ukrainian forces to regain control are attacks on Russia itself. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.